So, middle of Hilchos Shabbos, in the middle of a Siman Shin Aleph, halachas of what is one allowed to go out with, and what is one not allowed to go out with on Shabbos. Sif Chof Aleph, the bottom of payment Aleph. In Yitzim, Beteva, Bekupa, you cannot go out with the different types of boxes, as a Ketim to Medvez Machtelis, and a mat. Aval Yitzim, but you go out, Besak, Verdi, Bechamila. These are, as Pirish, that's begodim gasim, these thick garments. There's different types of, like a thick sackcloth, like, but it's a garment type. Says Mishmur, Sivkat 9 Aleph. You can't go out, Teva, Chulu, or like a box or something like that. It's Lahogan Alatma, like, let's say he wants to protect himself, Negisham, because of the rain, the elements. As he continues to the base, the time, the reason is the Cholhani, all these things, love their Chmabashu, they're not the norm of a garment. Elamasehu, it's a load, and therefore, consider carrying. But Sivkot 9 bays, but you could go out besak with a sackcloth. Why? Because that's the norm for shepherds to go out with that. Like a shum because of the rain. Since it's considered a garment for these people, so there is for every single person to go out with them, even not because of the rain. Sivkot 9 gimel. The Rama said, Pirish, begodim gasim, these are thick garments. That's how the Rashi explains in Darvach and Rashi B'Shabbos and Malbeis. Pidush Nami Malbeshak. He also explains it's a garment of a sack. It sounds like the sack mamash, but like literally a sack. That you cannot. So Chim B'Yemein in brackets. The Mishmur says, but nowadays one has to look into this further. Shuroim Nogu Lubeshak Gufa, but that the actual shepherds, the custom is to wear actual sack. Echadim, what actually is halacha? Also, according to the word, it's a little bit difficult. Why does the Bryce say liberty, not with a box, etc.? Should it say the bigger chiddush, the besak mamash loy, that even forget about a box, even the sack that could take on more the shape of a person, that even that would not work. That the full sack mortex, even the sack is permitted, so this requires further analysis. Sivchot Beis. Yaitzim, one could go out b'mayich u'svayig shalamakam with a cloth or some type of a cushion on the wound. If you shim it up, because they heal. It's different, like an ornament. And b'klipa shum, a batzel, so too with the garlic peel or onion peel. Oibes balonis, malugma, or the tir shalau, or some type of a bandage with medication on it. But now, now if it falls off from the wound, you should not put it back on. All the more so, one should not initially put it on. But it's forbidden to wrap a string or a thread on the wound to go out with it. Since they don't heal, have a mass, it's considered as a load. But if it with a binding that you wrap on the bandage, all of that should not fall off from the wound, with that you could go with. And you could tie it and you could untie it. Says Mishabura, Sivkat Ayin Dalad, that you can go out, B'moich or B'svig, Hainu, so he explains these bandages, these cloths. You put it from before Shabbos, first like amazing, like explain later on. Sivkat 9. Hey, so those things you go out with because they're healing, so it's like a tachshon. And same is for the garlics and onion peels, or bispalanis. That's a matlashal beggar. That's a cloth from a garment. That they soak it with the ointment. They put it onto the wound. So that's also permitted. Now, he said, if they fall, you don't put it back on. Why? That would come on. It seems like it's like initially putting on. Where the rabbi said it's forbidden to do healing on Shabbos. Like we'll see later on. So that's a case if it falls off. But we said it's forbidden to wrap a string or a band. Sivkot 9 Zayin al hamaka on the wound to go out with, because since they're not healing, it's a masay. Now, but who then simply gives a mir to lichur chaisam, wants to ramp them al hamoich or svoy gretia on the cloth, on the sponge, or on the medication, gabkinos, it's also forbidden. Sharatin Ois Pei Beis says the Biagra, it sounds like that he holds like, that the Pirush of the Torah is like the Bach, that's Davka on the Makkah. However, Ladina, it's Mashma that he also agrees based on the Shittas Rambam, but be forbidden even on the Moich. This study concludes the Eged Shakur Chalotia, that the binding that you wrap onto the on the bandage, but you could go with specifically the Eged Shas Martutan, that's a band of rags, the Dechla Shlichi Kemeshbetiri, that the norm is to throw it away when you untie it. But Kain in the Chashav, there is not significant. The bottle Gabaritia, so there is secondary to the bandage, which is permitted. Which is not the case by a string or a thread. The Chashav, where they're significant, in the bottle Gabaritia, and they're not nullified to the Meichan Svagin, if it's permitted. The Bir Agro Kosov, the Bir Agro, he writes, Saldaster Rambam, according to the Rambam, in Osabuchot Mashiach, it's not forbidden with a thread and a string. Kiim Kishakar Chalamog is Svag, lots of by, unless if you wrap it onto the cushion, the sponge, to go out with it. Because since they're significant, so they're not nullified. Which the Sharat Sinai's paid dal brings, that is, to go out with them is forbidden. But the wrapping itself is not asr, because the thread and the string are not healing. Regarding the moich and the swig, look later on, Simishun Chav Chasiv Chav Gimel. It contains the Mishabur, says, of Allah Maka Mamish. But literally on the wound, the Falahikar Chut Meshicha, even if it's wrapped a string or a thread or a shard of a chasham or any other significant thing, Mutulot says, but you allow to go out with the Davdin and Murabi, even though it's not healing, become Mokam over a moil, still helps to restore the Maka, that the wound should not get scratched. But can't have a Masad, if it's not a load, Vaber Doilud, Vaber Melashin, that Tesefta means approved to his words from the words of Tesefta. Mashman, it sounds like the Mim, Shusevi can la locha, that that's how he holds a locha. Mashman does Kamachem, that sounds like the Pinna Menachrin. So he said that an egoid that you wrap onto the retia that doesn't fall out, you could go with. And because you could tie it and you could untie it. Because by this band, there's no problem about refuah, so there's no problem about putting on and taking off. Bir Alocha and the Vermaschel Yitzim Vermoich Usvoig, you can go out with this bandage on the wound, the Silicon Mishnah Brewer. Now the Shulchan Aruch quotes all this Lashon of the Sif, it's from the Lashon of the Torah. And it would seem that the Torah concludes on this, the Fishim Merapim, because they're healing. So, Balkarchach, the Tosefta is talking according to his words by old sponges and cloths. Look later on, Simshin Chav Ches of Chav Gimel, because they are merap and they healing. He goes l'shvitase that he holds that something that's not healing, even though it protects the person from pain, is considered like a masoi, like a load. It's obvious later on, Sif Chav Ches, as the Mogen Rambam explains over there, that's also from the words of the Torah. According to him, Al Korchach, the Bryce is talking about, when you put it on, when it was before Shabbos, and it didn't fall. Because if not, you wouldn't be allowed to put it back on Shabbos because of refuah. But according to the opinion of the Rambam, that even by something that's not healing, it just helps that the wound shouldn't get scratched. So that also would be permitted to go out with, as the Vilna Gaon writes in his beer in this sif, that this Tosefta is talking about also then by a new Moichen Zweig. That even though they're not healing, it just helps that the wound doesn't get scratched. It doesn't get infected. As we see later on, over there, that you're also allowed to go out with. And it's also permitted to put it back like a tchil on Shabbos. It's not refuah. This after the truth does not conclude with a sponge and a cloth that if it falls, you don't put it back like by the other ones. That would support the Shittas Rambam. You let it go out with even those things, they're not for a food, they just prevent pain. The Bryce includes the halacha of going out with a mech and a swig in all situations, that is even when they're new, when they're not healing, and therefore it did not conclude lo yachzer, like by the other ones, because there is no problem about refuah. Some of the deer shoes. Issue number 458. Mishmur wrote that you can't go out with a box over your head because it's not a derech malbush, it's a masay. So from this that he writes in the beginning, for example, he wants to protect himself because of the rain. Sounds like that it's forbidden to do this, even when you're doing it to prevent like some physical pain. Even though the Shulchan Aruch Paskin is Sif Yud Gimel, that to prevent physical pain, permitted for a woman to tie a garment for her menstruation, even though it's not the way of clothing. So Ms. Gerelts explains that since to tie a garment for her menstruation is something that's normal for women to do when it prevents them having physical pain, that's considered as a garment. However, to cover the body with a box or a container, since that's not the norm for people to do, that's not considered as a malbush, not considered as a garment, even if it's preventing physical pain. Now, regarding going out with an umbrella, Rehalacha writes in Simen Shin Tes Vav, besides for the fact you have to discuss regarding the concern of making an oil, a canopy, which is forbidden, sometimes there's also another issur of Beitzav Achnas, of carrying. That's when you carry it in the place where there's no Eruv. Rehalacha adds on that you can't compare the carrying of an umbrella to the words of Shulchan Aruch over here in Sefer Gimel, that it's permitted to carry things that save the body from physical pain, because that heter of carrying was not said only when you're wearing it on your body. You're carrying it like the way of a garment, but not when you're going out carrying it in your hand. And that's how the Mishnah writes later on, Sevkon Peches, that you cannot go out with a kameya mumcha, a professional kameya amulet, only when you take it out like wearing it, but not when you're holding it in your hand. And therefore, that's another reason why an umbrella would be problematic. Yishra 59, the Mishnah said that you can go out with a sackcloth on Shabbos. Why? Because since shepherds tend to wear sackcloths, even though it's not really for most people a garment, so therefore once it's for them, so then it's for everybody. Now, to go out with a garment that a person doesn't usually go out with, but there are those who it is the norm for them to go out with. For example, let's say someone usually wears a capote, a long jacket, and I want to go out with a short jacket. If someone's having holds, that you can learn that from here, that's permitted to do that from the words of Mishnah Berurah, that's permitted for every single person to go out with a sack cloth, because that's the way of the shepherds. But the Maaseh he holds, it's not so pasha, that's mutter. Because what you could discuss is that it might just look foreign in people's eyes. You see the Chassid Shabuchah with a kart tzedakel, and you might come to remove it, and then you might come to carry it, which we have all these halachas that when it's something that might cause people to laugh, might come to take it off and carry Dalaramas and Shazram. In the name of the Chazanish, there are those who say that he instructed a bacher that his norm was to wear a short jacket, that he's allowed to walk out with a long jacket. Now, to go out with a talis gadol on Friday night, Aruch HaShulchan writes that's forbidden, because since it's not the norm to wear a talis gadol by nighttime, and only the night of Yom Kippur it's permitted, because then it's normal to do that. And the Marasham also writes that's forbidden to do. In the name of the Piskei Rambam Rikanti, Nim Truvis Per Adar of the Rambam, Nim Truvis Rif, and maybe their opinion is to say that's forbidden even by a talis cut. On the other hand, the Das Torah writes over there that the Per Adar himself actually passes as mutter, and that's what brought those in the Sefer Eshkol, and that's the opinion of Shlomo Zalman that's permitted. And he adds on that the ones who say it's forbidden to go out with a talis cut by nighttime, so it's Trichimi, and you have to look into this further, because just like it's logical that it's permitted to go out in the winter with a summer garment, and so too in the summer you're allowed to go out with a winter coat, so it should also be permitted to go out on Friday nights with a talis gadol, because it's a normal garment that's worn during the daytime. And regarding actually going out in the summertime with winter garments, that we'll discuss later on in Siv Katan, Kuf Lamed Ches.